Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says, St. Louis, what St. Louis got?
It is that time of week, and we haven't done this for a couple of weeks, so we had
an election week off.
Right, yeah, we had to be serious. But now it's time to start guessing again with Scott Jago and see where he has been roaming in St. Louis. Joining us in the guessing game is our news editor, Griffin Killian. You ready?
Let's do it, guys. Thank you.
All right, here's clue number one.
There's a county in Missouri that was across the border from a dry county in Arkansas. And so... You know, the founder, Roger Guildhaus, he's from Union, Missouri. In the process, he created a really amazing concept. The store has a really Ozarkian feel to it.
Ozarkian, that's a good word. I've never heard that.
I think I heard that in a Bigfoot documentary once. That's actually...
I thought the same thing as soon as he said Ozarkian. My brain said Ozarkian.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that term before.
Okay.
But it gives you an idea. He also said a couple other words in there that might be clues. All right, let's go to number two.
It's a cathedral to grapes. You know, the look of this place has been described by a frequenter of alderman meetings out here in Dardenne Prairie as elevated clampet. I'm not really sure if she thinks of that in the positive connotation like we do. I think it's amazing.
As
I think
in the
it's
Beverly
dead
Hillbillies.
On. Yeah, I actually do think it is elevated clampet.
I love that term.
Yes. Elevated. Ozarkian and elevated
yes,
clampet.
That's what we have so far.
He's a wordsmith.
Cathedral, grapes.
And he said Dardenne Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in Dardenne Prairie.
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty
obviously
good clue.
Okay. Any thoughts, Griffin?
I mean, if an alderman from Dardenne Prairie is hanging out there, it sounds like I don't want to give too much away. I think it's got to be a winery, right? Am I?
It's
cathedral.
In the ballpark. Yeah, let's go to number three.
Okay.
Hey, man, we got Keystone hiding and back. You know what I mean? We got Bush Light camo packs and peach and you name it. But when it comes to the super crafty stuff around town, again, we do like to skew local. We do know that the craft beer segment is something that people look for. They love to build their own six packs and four packs. We have that available here. We've got an entire cooler full of cold craft. It's a focus of ours.
So it's not just wine.
Sounds like we got lots of beer.
Okay.
I think my issue is, like, you'll catch me in Soulard, but, like, when you start talking about Dardenne Prairie, you're probably not going to catch me
it's
out
not
there.
Not your bailiwick.
Yep.
Yeah. Not sure.
Well, lots of
Dardenne
people live
Prairie
out there, and it's actually growing fast.
It is growing very quickly.
I mean, even a more specific clue is it's on the line with O'Fallon. So it's literally O'Fallon is right across the street from this place.
Okay.
Okay.
You could throw your craft beer across the street and be an O'Fallon.
Yes.
On a personal level, I used to be a hockey player and I was a goaltender, and right now I'm staring at two bottles of Belfour bourbon. Well, that's Ed Belfour, and he's an old goaltender, you know, Stanley Cup winner for the Dallas Stars. People from here probably hate the guy because he was a Hawks goalie, which I did as a kid too. And then I realized how good he was.
Oh, yeah, he was really good.
And he's going to be here in a couple weeks to do a tasting and bottle signing, and this is a hero of mine, right?
Wow.
So now we have spirits.
Celebrity hockey bourbon.
And that. They also have an Ozzie Smith beverage that they sell that Ozzie has been promoting. It's not beer. It's like, you know, I don't know if it's seltzer either. It's something in that ballpark. But yeah, so spirits, we've got wine, we've got beer, and I've got one more clue for
you.
It's not all high end. We've got really approachable, awesome wines in that affordable 10 to 25 range that we'll be tasting every day, hand selling, letting people come in and try them and expand their palate, which is what makes wine fun. It's supposed to be like that.
Okay, that's
it. I heard free tasting.
Those are my clues.
All right. You know,
it sounds great, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't have a guess, but it sounds like a great place.
And it's opening today.
Oh, grand opening.
Yes. 3 to 5, they're having an event. Clydesdale will be there. Clownvis will be there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right, I'm just going to tell you what it is. It is Macadoodles.
Oh, Macadoodles. Yeah, I've heard the commercial for Macadoodles.
Yeah, there are other ones.
Right here on this air.
Throughout Missouri. It is a beer, wine, and liquor store, but it's elevated. Clamp it. no, they have this incredible wine dome. So their wine room is a dome, and around the 360, they have photos of wine regions around the world. It's really pretty. And then they have a vast selection of wine and craft beer and spirits. And
it's almost a winery.
Yeah, well, they're going to do, they are doing wine tastings every day, and those are free. And they have lots of events coming up in terms of promoting the place, and it's going to be a hit. It's a really, really nice store.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and it's the first one in the St. Louis area. And as I said, there are several others around Missouri, but it's opening today.
And the guy that you talked to is?
Mike McKenna. He's a managing partner there.
Okay.
He's a former hockey player, D1 hockey player.
And a wordsmith,
yeah. he was enjoyable to talk to. So you'll find out more on Sunday morning at 8:20 and 9:20 during Total Information AM Sunday.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.